Ocasio-Cortez praises Bernie Sanders' reaction to Tlaib, Omar, Israel fallout. By Hannah Blow on August 16, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, praised Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, for his reaction to Israel's initial decision to bar reps. Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, from entering the country in a pair of tweets Thursday night. Sanders appeared on CNN's Anderson Cooper 360 Thursday evening and reacted to the fallout over Israel's decision to bar reps. Omar and Tlaib from entering the country due to their support of the BDS movement. He took issue with the decision and floated withholding aid to the U.S. ally for rejecting the openly anti-Israel lawmakers. You have two members of the United States Congress who are denied access to a country, Israel, which we spend many billions of dollars a year supporting, Sanders said. And if Mr. Netanyahu and others in Israel don't want members of the U.S. Congress to visit them, maybe they don't want American money as well, he added. Squad Ring leader Ocasio-Cortez praised Sanders' take, lauding him for the enormous political courage he consistently wields on behalf of others. One thing that is completely undeniable about Bernie Sanders is the enormous political courage he consistently wields on behalf of others. This statement is a big deal, she wrote, alongside a clip of Sanders' interview. He's not just standing up for two members, he's standing for the integrity of the entire U.S. Congress, she continued. Folks may want to read extra deep into this, but I say this simply to acknowledge the courage it takes to make a statement like this. She continued, noting how lucky the Democrats are to have leadership from people like Sanders, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Julian Castro, D. Ocasio-Cortez initially reacted to Israel's decision with a tweet that read, "Trump is exporting his bigotry and making matters worse." She followed up in another tweet, vowing to refrain from scheduling future trips to Israel until the situation is rectified. Israel reversed its decision on Tlaib following a letter in which she begged Israeli Interior Minister Ari Dery to allow entry in order to visit her aging grandmother. She wrote, "I would like to request admittance to Israel in order to visit my relatives, and specifically my grandmother, who is in her 90s and lives in Beit al-Foka. This could be my last opportunity to see her. I will respect any restrictions and will not promote boycotts against Israel during my visit." Dery reversed the ban based on her letter, but Tlaib canceled her trip, citing Israel's oppressive conditions. Dery responded, writing, "Her, Tlaib's, hatred for Israel overcomes her love for her grandmother."